When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This story was posted on July 22, 2024. It was written by Mick McCluskey, BVSC, and is titled, "Nothing Boring About Yawning." Yawning is commonly considered to be the effect of boredom or drowsiness, says Alexandra Gorecka-Bruzda, Ph.D., of the Polish Academy of Sciences. However, equine behavior research has suggested that yawning can also be closely related to frustration-provoked behavior in stall-kept horses, especially in arousal-provoking situations, such as before feeding. To explore the topic and learn how environmental factors may influence equine yawning, Gorecka-Bruzda teamed up with researchers at University of Rennes in France to observe 16 domesticated horses living in a stable herd with extended turnout times and 19 Chevalsky horses living on a preserve. During multiple daily 5-minute observation periods, the researchers tracked and categorized each horse's social interactions and counted the number of times he yawned. The Chevalsky horses were observed for 10 hours, while the domesticated horses were observed for 4 hours. The researchers found no difference in yawning frequency between the two groups, indicating that domestication alone has little influence on the behavior. There was, however, much less yawning in the domesticated herd in semi-feral conditions than in a comparable group of stall-kept riding school horses observed in a previous study. This, the researchers say, may be attributed to the options offered to the domesticated horses in the current study, primarily ample turnout time and unrestricted feeding. In the most recent study, the domestic horses lived in good, naturalized conditions, and in this context, they yawned little, says Martine Hausberg, PhD. This shows clearly that the very high frequency of yawning observed by earlier research was not related to domestication, but to the restricted conditions the horses were kept in. The frequency of yawning varied by individual, but stallions tended to yawn more than geldings or mares. The researchers note that the Przewalski horses had more social interactions overall, which may have influenced the data, but both species showed a correlation between the frequency of yawning and that of social interactions. In the Przewalski horses, interactions preceding yawns tended to be agonistic, such as a threat to bite or a chase. In contrast, interactions among domesticated horses were positive or neutral, such as sniffing each other. It can be proposed that, among other things, yawning can be related to the increase in arousal, in response to whatever positive or negative trigger, says Gareka Brusda.
When a horse yawns a lot, the owner should not conclude that he is relaxed and well, especially if the yawn appears at high occurrence, says Hausberger. In some cases, it can indeed be related with drowsiness, but high frequencies of yawning should attract the attention of the owner, who should then observe the horse and the situation for signs of potential welfare problems.
Sick of fly sprays that smell terrible, don't work, and are full of toxic ingredients? Try Bye-Bye Insects from Spalding Labs. Their science-backed botanical fly spray is effective, smells great, and is formulated for horses and people. Switch to a fly spray you can feel good about and keep the bugs at bay. Learn more at spalding-labs.com.